This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Acting Commissioner of Police is concerned about the rise in targeted killings. Prime Minister Mia Motley calls for regional unity to support the most vulnerable. Bridgetown Port taxes optimistic for business boost with more cruise ships expected to arrive on island. UN General Assembly renews long-standing call for an end to U.S. embargo against Cuba, and the death toll continues to rise from flash flooding in Spain. Good afternoon, I am Krista J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service is raising concerns over a rise in intentional homicides across the country. Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce highlighted this issue during a virtual panel discussion on crime and justice. He was responding to a question about vigilante justice in Barbados following a recent incident where a man was beaten to death by a group after being alleged to be involved in a separate crime. Mr. Boyce stated that the incident is under investigation and emphasized that homicides that are purposefully committed are a growing concern.
We believe in the rule of law, and we believe in fairness and justice. And we believe that if there is a matter that warrants an investigation, then it ought to be investigated and the outcome determined by the institutions that are established to come to the conclusion. So whether it is intentional homicides, whether it is interpersonal relationship homicides or not, there remain that concern from the Barbados Police Service. So all I can say in relation to the question, one, that is a very active investigation. And secondly, we are very concerned about intentional homicides and those homicides that demonstrate a level of revenge in the execution.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. Meanwhile, also speaking on the panel, Attorney at Law Angela Mitchell Gittens addressed concerns that the public may resort to taking matters into their own hands due to delays in the justice system. She said that there have been significant improvements with cases now being processed more efficiently.
Matters are moving a lot faster through the criminal justice system. There are 8 judges in the High Court now, and persons who are charged with indicted offenses in 2023 are getting before a judge in 2024. So obviously there are a lot of old matters still, and we are not where we need to be, but certainly matters are moving a whole lot faster through the criminal justice system, indictable matters especially.
Attorney at Law Angela Mitchell Gittens. Management and organizational behavior expert Professor Duane Devenish believes the need for social validation is a factor in the rising crime rate. Speaking this morning on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Professor Devenish stressed the importance of having supportive spaces.
There's the whole love of social validation. Everybody loves social validation if you think about it. You know, yes. It doesn't matter if you came out from an at-risk community or you came from an affluent family or you're in a very high position in society. People go out to get validation from people that they trust. If they're not getting the validation at home, as you said, or even at school or in other social spaces, then the only space that matters is the one that's there that is closest to them, even though it may be adverse to their well-being. Effectively, if there are particular movements towards illegality, illegal activity now, whether it be drugs, guns, and gang-associated activities, that move is much easier because those men now have found community on the block with those other guys.
Management and organizational behavior expert Professor Duane Devenish. Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley calls for cooperation between nations in Latin America and the Caribbean to share best practices and prioritize social protections that will bring the most vulnerable out of poverty. She was speaking at the opening of the 16th Ministerial Development Forum for Latin America and the Caribbean at the Wyndham Sam Lord's Castle in St. Philip this morning. Ms. Motley stressed that the efforts by governments to remove poverty are still being threatened by factors which include the climate crisis and the disorders from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let us be very clear. We have lifted large numbers of our population out of poverty. But the fact that we still have an underbelly of poverty is what must drive us even further and harder than at any other time, because we have this underbelly of poverty at a time when the global environment is threatening to reduce back into poverty many countries that thought that they had turned the corner. Because it is important that we reflect on the fact that at the same time that we want to solve this problem of this underbelly of poverty, we are confronted with crises that can topple the state at any time.
She challenged the delegation to do more to advance the lives of people in the region.
This is not a normal audience. You are development practitioners. And in being development practitioners, it is therefore important to see how all of these things come together with a single objective of being able to lift our people out of poverty, protect those who are already out of poverty, create opportunities for all, and ensure that as we do so, we play our part to lift our weight against the global challenges that face us and that the need for us to participate in the global public commons. We in this region can do better and can do more. We have done well, but we will never be able to put ourselves to rest until we take all who can be taken out of that trap of poverty. And it is not just the economic poverty that I speak of now, but it is also the spiritual and cultural poverty that matters.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley in the Lunchtime Edition. President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society Limited, Stephen Clark, says business is slow despite two cruise ships on island today. However, Mr. Clark tells Starcom Network News they are expecting a significant uptick tomorrow when two larger ships are scheduled to arrive, bringing a younger and more active crowd. He assures that the Bridgetown Port Taxi operators are ready to meet the demand when the flow of tourists pick up in the coming days.
Today is one of those days. There are two cruise ships in. They're not big cruise ships. They're pretty small cruise ships. They're one is the Holland American Line. And we all know that the Holland American Line, it moves around very slowly. There are not a lot of young people on that particular ship, so we know the business will be slow today. The other ship is actually a transfer ship, and there are people that are leaving the island today or going to hotels. So business will not be as fast today. We know tomorrow will be a much, much better day than today. Well, we have two cruise ships tomorrow, one the Britannia and the Rhapsody of the Sea. Tomorrow we're going to have approximately over 6,000 people tomorrow. Today we only probably have a little over 2,500 people. And 2,500 people in the movement there can service 255 taxis.
Mr. Clark remains optimistic that business will pick up this winter season as more cruise ships are expected into the island.
At this time to last season, I will compare the same, 50-50. It will pick up during the season goes on, and we're expecting more ships this season, more and bigger ships this season. So I expect the season this coming up will be much better than last season.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society Limited, Stephen Clark. The United Nations General Assembly has once again urged the United States to end its economic, commercial, and financial embargo against Cuba, renewing a demand it has made annually since 1992. The UN said the resolution titled Necessity of Ending the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Embargo Imposed by the United States of America against Cuba passed overwhelmingly with 187 votes in favor, two against, Israel and the U.S., and one abstention, Moldova. And finally, residents of Valencia have described nightmare scenes after flash floods hit parts of Spain yesterday, ultimately killing more than 100 people. Spanish news agency EFE is reporting that 140 people are now known to have died. Emergency teams are continuing to search for missing people, with hundreds of soldiers in Valencia, the hardest hit area, assisting with the operation. Video footage shows some rescuers battling shoulder-high flood water to search for survivors. Recapping the headlines. Acting Commissioner of Police is concerned about the rise in targeted killings. Prime Minister Mia Motley calls for regional unity to support the most vulnerable. Bridgetown Port Taxis optimistic for business boost with more cruise ships expected to arrive on island. UN General Assembly renews long-standing call for an end to U.S. embargo against Cuba. And the death toll continues to rise from flash flooding in Spain. That was the Lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook.